Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, hello, and how is everybody today? It's like, I'm going to see if I got Pamela here. It's like, Pamela, is that you at the 252?
That's me.
Alrighty, sounds good. It's like, okay, I'm going to, Jethro's got this list of stuff. It's like, I need to make the announcement. So it's like our usual stuff is things like, we can get a hold of Psychic Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net. I'm going to stop that background noise. There we go. That sounds so much better. And his number is 928-284-0437 or psychicjethro at aol.com. He's also running what we're calling the copy special this month. And it's like, if you want to find out more about that, give me a call, Kelly, at 719-289-4907. And I'm going to have Pamela do her stuff. I remember the www.successfulrel.com. It's like, I haven't got yours. It's like, I had a piece of paper that I had everything out on. It's like, and I got your description into for today's show. And it's like, I was having issues with doing the pictures. So it's like, I got the pictures. Those are really awesome. It's like, your pictures turned out really good. I just have to figure out how to get them on the site. So it's like, that's my project this afternoon. But tell our listeners how else they can get a hold of you by that, besides that www.successfulrel.com.
Well, they can always call me on my cell, 973-229-9704. If you tweet, My Twitter name is at Rev Pamela. I'm also on Facebook, so if you just put my name in, Pamela, and the last name is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-S, I do come up on Facebook, and I have a Facebook page. So
cool.
That's four ways you can get in touch with me. I'm all over the internet. You know, my boyfriend
cool.
teases me. I'm a celebrity psychic, and I just tell him, well, it's also good marketing, so.
Exactly. There you go. Oh, sounds good. Well, we're having a quiet Monday so far. It's like we've got a couple people here in queue, and it's like I'm thinking one person called in early here. It's like they've actually been holding on. They've been on here, I think, almost longer than I have. They've been holding for about 15 minutes, so shall we start with them real quick here?
Sure, but before we do, I just want to say that I felt drawn to bring out my Doreen Virtue Romance Angels card, and for some reason this card feels like it's for everyone. Okay, and the card is, it is safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. Because many of us, you know, we say, oh, we want love so much, but when it comes, we get afraid. So
right.
I feel it's romantic love, but I feel, you know, love comes in many forms. So, you know.
Universal love for your pets.
Exactly,
yeah, like.
Exactly.
Oh, how cool. I like that. If I can say that, I'm slow on the uptake. It's a Monday. It's like, yes, I got my, well, I didn't get coffee this morning. I got my tea this morning, but it's like, so say that one more time. It's like, it was a love card, and it was, say it again.
Oh, boy, and of course I put it in the deck. It is safe for you to love. I remember that part.
Okay.
You know, because I was like, okay,
I
said
well.
It. And that's so funny. Let's see if I can find it. Of course, you know. Oh, here we go. It is safe for you to love. This is so funny. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. Okay? Because it is the highest energy. Love is so important.
That's true.
And I'm going to leave that out in case you ask. Oh, of course I lost it again. Oh, boy. Okay.
I might ask that at, like, the half, you know, at the half-hour mark, because it's like what Jethro suggested is, like, you know, he said, you know, when we first come in, it's like, you know, make announcements at the beginning and then hit the middle, too, because, you know, like, by that time, it's like sometimes we're finding it takes people a while to find the show. It's like for some reason we're like, you know, it's like Blog Talk has stuck us back on the back page or something like that. But it's like, you know, so people kind of have to look for us, which is okay. You know, it's like it's all right. It's like, you know, because by the time they get here, it's like they're determined to be here. So even if they get blogged off, it's like they come back in. So, but yeah, we'll take that little bit of time at the half hour like Jethro does and just kind of reiterate stuff and tell people how to get a hold of you and all that good stuff. So, okay, well, that's awesome. I like that. What a wonderful way to start the, you know, what a wonderful thought to start the day. I like that. That's really cool.
Okay.
All righty. And for Saggy is going to say, hi, Saggy. And it's like we have Saggy Guest and Gulf Shores. It's like, hello to our chat room today. Okay, and we're going to start with area code 708. It's like, oh, come on, it's spinning around. Okay, there we go. 708, you're live on the air, and today we have Pamela Cummins.
Hi. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, and who's calling, please?
This is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. And how can I help you?
I would like to see what you see in store for me for romantic relationships.
Okay, and I'm feeling beginning, so are you single?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted, new beginnings. Okay, I get song lyrics, and I'm hearing Smokey Robinson singing, Leaves Are Falling and So Are We, okay? God, I don't even know what song that's from, but I'm seeing the fall, I'm seeing leaves. I'm originally from Jersey. I'm in North Carolina now, but a lot of times I go with Jersey seasons. And
mm-hmm.
when the leaves start to fall, it's usually October, November-ish. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's before Christmas and we have to rake and stuff, okay? And they're showing me the rake. And what that means to me is I feel like you've done cleaning up and you are cleaning up. And by that, I mean your inner work, okay, working on you.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I'm seeing a hand and I'm seeing gold coins. And I know this is a very strange way of putting it, but I think it has a lot of meanings, and it feels like you're being rewarded for all that work, okay? I'm not getting a picture of him, Lucy. What I am getting is a feeling, more of a feeling, and I want to say, like, when you hug him, That's the feeling I'm getting. When you hug him, you feel safe. I almost want to say he feels like a big teddy bear to me. So, well, I'm petite. I'm 5'2", so he feels a lot bigger than that. But there's a feeling of safety, comfort, which is a good thing, and being loved and cared for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm also getting a song lyric, "This Is It." So this feels like the one that you have been waiting for. It's funny. I get this with one of my clients, and I'm hearing the song Rice-A-Roni, San Francisco Treats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I get that for him, that means that, it's like it's a date. It's really nothing much, okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
what I feel like you've had in the past. This one feels like, excuse the expression, but I'm seeing like, a meal on top of a rice. So this one feels like the main course, in your lifetime,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
okay? I do feel children, okay? I'm not sure if that's yours or his. I feel children around, but they don't feel like young children, okay? They just,
uh-huh.
as my guides are saying, part of the family, okay? Also,
uh-huh.
it was worth the wait, okay? Okay, that's what I'm getting. Now, I'm getting a name, and I don't know if this is his name. I'm just going to tell you the name I'm getting. I'm hearing Mike. Okay, not sure what that means. I feel like that will have more significance to you in the future. And for all I know, he could be a friend of Mike's, you meet him through Mike, or there was a Mike in your past. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, so, okay. The other thing I'm getting, too, is, it's funny, they're going back to the card, it's safe for you to love, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
And I feel that, and I've been through this, where it's like, oh, my God, I'm so sick of dating. I'm so sick of the men, that have come into my life and, and the people and everything else. I just want something fresh, something good, okay? And
mm-hmm.
that's what it feels like. So if those old fears, doubts, whatever come up, just tell yourself, again, it's safe for you to love. It's safe for me to love, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I hope that helps. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you so much, dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Kelly?
Cool, yes. Very nice. Okay. That was cool. And
yeah,
we have a prisoner in chat, the Gulf Shores. It's like they tuned in because they heard that you were the musical psychic, and I was like, this is the first time person here. So it's like, I'll let you kind of explain that a little bit. It's like, because we have new people dropping in all the time, so it's like, explain to them what being a musical psychic is. I think they probably got a little bit of that, just from listening to your reading here. But it's like, expand on that a little bit.
Okay, sure. Well, there's different types of psychic abilities, and I won't go into them all. But one of my strong abilities is clairaudience, which means that I hear, okay? And because I love music so much, and it's funny, my parakeet is singing in the background at the moment. good
mm-hmm.
timing, Birdie Bird. Because I love music so much, I often get messages in the form of songs. And I remember the first time someone asked me that, and what I got a vision of was like a jukebox. And it's almost like my guides go in, someone asks me a question, they go in, they push E5, and a song lyric will come up, Sometimes I get titles of songs, sometimes I get commercials of the songs, and, it can be from any era, and the Beatles seem to come up a lot because I love the Beatles and more older songs because, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but, I'm not an old fart. I like the age I am. And I sometimes get new songs, And basically that's why, some of my clients call me a musical psychic. Now, I can't guarantee you that every reading I do, I'm going to get a song lyric. It's also strange because if somebody really likes music, like I'll get a musician who will call me. And, sometimes I just get all these songs in a row having no idea until, it's revealed that they are a musician or they really like music. Yeah, I think that's interesting. And it's also funny because some of my friends who are psychic, a lot of times they'll get messages when they usually don't. They'll get messages and songs and they laugh,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's just a channel that my guides use. So, in fact, that's how, it's funny because I heard Fleetwood Mac's song Rhiannon I started hearing that. And before I even got my Black Kitty Rhiannon, I was thinking, because I had, you know, I was going to go one way to get a kitten. I decided not to go that way. But, you know, they had male and female kittens, and there weren't really many female kittens left, and that's really what I wanted. And I was trying to figure out what the name is to name my new cat, and the male cat, I wasn't getting anything. And I said to myself, well, what about a female cat? And all of a sudden I heard Rhiannon rings, and I was like, whoa, okay, I guess that's supposed to be her name. So, you know, they even used it to help me name my kitten.
Kitty.
Yeah, well, she's 11 months, so she's still a kitten, you know. So, yeah, so that's so kind of that's how it works. And I usually don't expect it.
Wow.
But
that's
but
cool.
Yeah, and just for our listeners who are listening, you know, spirit speaks through many different ways, and sometimes you can be in your car, you know, and think of something or ask a question, and all of a sudden, you know, a song comes on the radio, you know.
Right.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, or even a commercial. You know, I had one client ask about her business. You know, should I expand my business? And all of a sudden, I heard the song. You know, Nationwide is on your side. So. Yeah, that was pretty neat. I was like, okay, guys. You know, I mean, I would have never thought of that in a million years.
That's neat. That is really neat. And the people that they use something we're familiar with. That's really neat.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, whatever way to get the message across, right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's what Gulfstream is saying. It's like, this is really cool because sometimes they ask Spirit to send them a song with a message that they need to hear, at least like with Pamela. So we go, oh, that's really neat. All right, we got another caller here, area code 516. And whoops, okay, there we go. Slow. Okay, 516, you're on the air with us today.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, I'm enjoying listening to your little birdie in the background. It's so cute. I was like, am I hearing birds? Is anyone else hearing that?
Yeah, no, it's Birdie Bird.
Anyway, I'd love to see if you could tell me anything new romantically coming up for me. I'm looking to find the one, like many others.
Yes, of course, okay. All right, and I'm gonna be honest with you.
Sure.
It feels like you're gonna have to like kind of date a couple of others. All right.
Okay.
But I feel the one coming in quickly, and you know, and I don't know. Well, obviously you live in New York, but how in New York City, and I'm sure they do it in other cities, how they put something underneath, like a rock underneath these three cups, and they move the cups around real fast.
Yeah.
And you have to guess which one the rock is, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what that's what it feels like in your dating life. I know that's a strange analogy, but you know, but that's the way it feels like it will happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're really not giving me a time. I'm just feeling like it happening quickly, okay? All right, and one of the guys you date, I'm hearing the song, I'm a Loser Baby, okay? I almost hate to say that, but it feels like he won't have, you know, very good self-esteem, a little needy, and you will quickly get rid of him, okay?
Okay.
All right, and again, I'm seeing those cups move really fast, okay? And what that means to me is you will make the right choice. And what I'm getting, and I'm feeling the energy in my left hand, which a lot of times I'll use that, like if I want to choose a card or probably if I was doing those cups, and I'm feeling you put the energy over that, and you'll just be drawn to the right one, you know?
Okay.
Okay, and now they're showing me a dust broom, and you're like sweeping, you know, you're sweeping the dirt away in order to have the clean one, okay? What I am picking up about him, okay, I'm seeing like a white pinstripe shirt. So for me, that means a businessman, okay? And most likely he's a business owner because he feels like he's in charge, okay? I'm also seeing him rolling up his sleeve. So what that means to me is he's a hard worker, but I'm also seeing I'm seeing his arms going into like, I want to say it's like, dough and it's not dough, it's like chocolate or something like that, okay? So what that means to me, he's either in restaurants, okay, or, you know, makes some kind of pastry, or he doesn't mind getting his hands dirty. Okay. It could mean several things, you know. I'm hearing the song "You're Still the One." Is there somebody who wants you back?
I hope not.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I'm not really sure what that means. You're still the one. Maybe that could be, you know, mean that you spent lifetimes together and you're coming back. But for whatever reason, that song is coming up. Okay.
Okay.
And as far as when he's coming in, you know, my guides love to say this soon, very soon. Okay. And then they're just saying go out about, do things. I do feel like you do like to do social things. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm getting to continue to do that because, you know, actually the way I'm seeing it is you being introduced to him by somebody, okay? And it feels like you're out at a restaurant or something like that.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, great. I hope
that
helps.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cool. All right. I'd really love to hear on that one. But, yeah. Oh, golly. Okay, well, we got some more folks in chat room, and it's like nobody's brave enough to call in. So it's like, Pamela, it's you and me for a little bit. So it's
okay,
like,
that's okay.
Which is kind of cool because it's like, you know, it's like this is one of those days when I was kind of going, it's like, you know, God, it's like I really actually, you know, have some stuff that I'd like to find out. So it's like I'm not going to ask a question per se, but it's like, you know, would you be willing just to kind of like, you know, contact my folks on the other side and like see what they would have to tell me today? Because there's so many things going on right now. It's like I've got 21 irons in the fire. I feel like I'm, you know, a one-legged man trying to stomp out a forest fire.
Right.
Going, which way do I jump next?
Right, and it's funny because I'm hearing work hard, okay? So that means obviously you're working too hard, okay? And as I'm getting that, you know, it's funny. Now they're playing Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. Oh, that is funny. Okay? All right, but what I'm getting is to put your feet up, okay? All right? That's what I'm getting, to put your feet up. I feel like you need to meditate. You need to rest a little bit. The other thing I'm getting is psychic abilities. Those feel like they're going to grow more and more, okay? And I'm hearing I'm not psychic, and I want to say, yes, you are, okay? All right?
Jessica just got done hammering at me about this yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what they're saying. I'm not psychic. Okay? And the other thing I'm seeing you, it's funny because they're showing me like, you know, after a fire burns, okay, and there's like, it's got like that grayish powdery look, and I'm seeing you going, the ashes, thank you, I couldn't think of the name. And I see you going through there picking things out, okay, and it does feel like you're going to have to pick and choose and eliminate things. So what's most important to you, okay? And this is funny. I heard just say no, okay? So
just say no?
yeah, definitely. And obviously it's not to drugs, you know, but what it is, too, is like, okay, what I'm hearing is, can you get me a sandwich, okay? And obviously what it is to those requests, small requests that you just can't do everything, okay? I'm also getting that sometimes people don't take the work you do seriously, you know?
Rodney Dangerfield, I don't get no respect, uh-huh.
Exactly. And I get, you know, I can understand because most of my work is on the phone. I work from home. And since I work from home, people think I just, you know, do nothing all day, and that's not
Rodney,
true.
You eat bonbons, and it's like, and you do this, I'm going, you know what? It's like, no, it's like that you work hard for a living. It's like people have no idea. What, you know, it's like, you know, when you go, yeah, I'm an at-home mom and I work at at-home businesses. And it's like, think, oh, you just sit around all day. And it's like going, you have got to be kidding me. It's like right now I'm getting about, you know, it's like you're right on because I'm like, I'm getting about maybe 3-4 hours of sleep a night. If I don't put my feet up, it's like what I found at the end of the day, my feet almost double in size. It's like my feet are swelling really bad. So it's like if I don't put them up, it's like I hurt at the end of the day.
right. Okay. So-
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
like very odd. It's like, yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, so, and see, I took it as,
know.
You know, you need to rest. I would have never have thought that your feet are actually swelling. So, I mean, that says a lot right there. I'm getting an hour and a half. You need at least an hour and a half of playtime every day, okay? And that can be, you know, like one of the things I, you know, I have Netflix, and I just like to sit back and watch a movie.
Oh,
or
wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I try and do that, you know, I try not to do it every day, but, you know, every other day and read, you know, I have my downtime, even if it's like, you know, 10 to 12 at night. I need that downtime. And that's what they're saying you need, okay? And again, I do feel like you're going to need to eliminate things. The other thing I'm seeing is you riding two horses, okay? All right? And then a third one coming along, and I know what that means, okay? You can't spread yourself so thin. You need to, you know, choose to ride one horse, then you can get off and ride another horse, okay? All right, in fact, what I'm hearing something an old hypnosis teacher told me one time. You can't teach a client, you know, get a client to stop smoking, lose weight, and learn how to bake an apple pie all in one session, you know?
Because,
you know, because a lot of times clients and people and ourselves think that, you know, we can do it all.
Right.
Okay? And I'm seeing a karate uniform, and of course you don't understand that, but I do. I've always been fascinated by martial arts. I like martial art movies, okay, which my boyfriend loves that I like to watch those. And I even took, you know, Taekwondo for a little bit. And I find it interesting. And I probably had a past life, you know, in martial arts. But the truth is, there are other things for me to do. Okay?
Right.
You know, and like some people are like, oh, you should do mediumship. Well, I can do mediumship, and I do, but it's not what makes me happy. What makes me happy is love and relationships and teaching people and coaching people and things of that sort. Okay? So you need to figure out what is most important to me. Okay? Right?
Wow.
Yeah. So that's important. The other thing they're doing is they are switching to love. Okay? I'm hearing the song Two Hearts That Beat as One. Are you single?
Yeah, I've been a single mom for a long time. I have five kids. It's like three of them, thank you, God, are out of the house. I have 28, one is going to be 26 this month, and my 23-year-old, we're out in Idaho right now. It's like we got two grandbabies. It's like we got a 17-month-old little guy, and we got the little guy that's, I think he's like 35 days old today.
Wow.
and then I've got my two that I'm still raising, which are 12 and 10, but it's like, yeah, I single mommed for a long time.
Right, sure. Right. That's really weird because I'm feeling a male energy around you, okay?
Probably my dearly departed.
Yeah, I was about
to say.
He's hanging
out and helping a lot from the other side, I'll tell you what.
Okay, because I'm hearing dad, okay? That's what I'm hearing. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's your father, but I'm hearing
my
dad.
My dad just passed this year. I mean, it's like he just died like February 29th. It's like it was a big family joke because he always said that he wanted to be born on like, you know, February 29th because that way he would have only had a birthday like once every 4 years. So it's like we kind of laughed when he died on the 29th because they said, well, you know, when you transition from this life and you go to the next, it's like he died in this life, but he was born into the other one on leap year. So he better be happy.
I'm getting very happy, yes, and it does, that feels like, that must be the male energy I'm feeling around you, okay, all right, that's, you know, but did your children's father, did they pass away?
Wow, this is a hard one. It's like yes and no. It's like I've got two families, you know, two sets or whatever. It's like my first one is on the other side, and it's like that was the love and light of my life. And the second one is, let's just say, we're very happy to be apart, and he's happily married to somebody else, and it's like I have zero contact.
Right, right. And okay, and what I'm seeing a check mark, okay, for the second one, and that just feels like that karma's done with, okay? Meaning it needed to be cleared out. Your first husband, he was young when he passed on?
Yep, 32.
Okay.
And my sister and brother-in-law, 11-year-old niece. My sister was 32. My brother-in-law was 32 when they got killed in a car wreck with the 11-year-old niece drunk driver. So it's like back in 78, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I'm from an old and dying family. It's like everybody I know is on the other side, you know, that was really close to me. So I'm like going, I'm left. It's like, ironic as it is, I'm the matriarch of our family. I'm like going, this is a scary place to be.
Yeah. No, I can imagine. And it's weird because I'm here feeling dad, but it feels like a young dad. And, you know, I just want to make sure that
it could be my husband. It could be. Yeah.
Because he feels like, this is how my guides are clarifying that. I'm hearing the song "I Want to Hold Your Hand" by the Beatles, okay? Now,
cool.
And when I think of that song, I think of it more as a romantic song, okay? Then, you know, obviously like a father would hold your hand, okay? But no, this feels like more like romantic. So that's who I'm hearing always has been around you, okay? You know,
your
father, okay, feels like he comes back and forth, okay, and you have three siblings, because I'm hearing three.
There was three of us. It's like there was
okay.
My sister, my
got
brother.
It.
My brother's still on this side. It's like he hasn't since my mom died back in 2004. And it's like there was a big, let's just put it nicely and say there was a big family blowout about 13 days after my mom died on July 13th. So it's like she died this month, like several years ago. But it's like, yeah. And whatever the karma was there, it's like my brother hasn't talked to me since, which is okay, you know. And I'm like, it's those family things that happen. I'm just like going, it's okay. I've extended the olive branch and had it snapped in pieces and given back. So I'm like going, okay, you know, when he's ready, I'm fine. I'm cool.
Yeah. No, I feel a lot of regret on his part. Okay. You know, yeah.
Well, he didn't show up. He didn't, it's like we had the memorial service for my mom and my dad this year. Cause while my dad was alive, he never wanted to give my mom a memorial service. I guess it was like, you know, felt like it was too final. So when he died, we had a memorial service for them both and my brother did not come. So I was like, yeah, whatever. It's like I do know from other stuff. It's like I guess my mom and brother are going to have to come back and do another life around or something or other because she realizes where, you know, she kind of made some boo-boos and whatever. So it's like, anyway. All righty. Guess what?
Yeah.
We got
a
call.
Yeah.
You can talk to somebody. You can talk to somebody besides me. It's like, man, you give me a lot to think about. I'm like, honestly,
but,
I do want to talk to you, but yeah.
Okay, but I just need to say this because I got the vision. As far as your brother, okay, I see shoveling a lot of stuff, okay, and it's not poop. It's I don't know what it is, okay, but I'm seeing what that means to me is he's got a lot of work to do, okay, because he feels very unhappy. Okay,
yeah, sure.
But they're saying misery loves company, so I feel like he, you know, he's got a lot of work to do on himself. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
I would totally agree with you on this. I'm not going to go into details on here. I might call and talk with you about that later, but it's like, yeah, absolutely. It's like, and for guys who are listening, it's like, let me tell you what, this lady has hit everything on the head. It's like, I'm not putting this for public forum and display, but it's like, she's amazingly and eerily accurate right now. And it's like,
oh,
going, yes,
sorry.
I want to discuss this in the private format. So it's like, all right, we got a couple callers now, so it's like, here we go.
Okay.
We're going to let 702 on. 702, you're on with us on Psychic Sound Live today.
Oh, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly? Hi. Oh,
yeah.
It's Jan. And,
Jan, how you doing?
Hi, good. I'm so glad, because Pamela, I wanted to talk to you just one more time, because the last time I talked to you, it was about my wedding, and you got it right on. You said it. You just said it. You said that I was nothing to worry about, Stevie Wonder's song. And it was perfect. The wedding came out beautifully. I didn't have to worry about a thing. So, oh, that was so great. Thank you. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, now my next project is I have to get my health together. And my new doctor wants to do a thing called an ultraviolet light blood transfusion iridation thing on me. And I'm concerned that it's going to be too strong for me because I'm sensitive. I can't even take vitamins. I'm so sensitive. I can't eat certain foods, and I'm pretty disabled. But this doctor is set on doing this on me to kill the viruses in my body, and I'm wondering what song or feeling you get about this.
First of all, your husband, okay?
Yes.
I feel that he's going to help heal you. I know that sounds weird,
okay,
but that's what I got, okay?
Okay.
As, you know, as far as that treatment, okay, I'm getting little bit by little bit, but I also heard and saw the commercial, try it, you like it. Mikey, he likes it. That's what I'm seeing. But you need to do it very little by little, okay? And as I said that, I saw someone take, like, their big toe and put it in the pool, okay? You're not one to jump in, nor should you,
okay?
I'm seeing, like, stuff that you would spray on the carpet to clean a stain, okay? And a lot of times they tell you to test it on, you know, like something in the corner. And that's what you need to do, is very slowly test it. You also need to tell your doctor, because I'm picking up your doctor is very gung-ho and excited
about it.
Like, I know this is going to help. And you need to tell him, and it's funny because I'm seeing my vet, okay, and she's the same way. And it's like, whoa, you need to slow down, okay?
Right.
And that's what you need to say, you know, this is my body. This is the way we're going to do it. If you're not going to do this, I'll see somebody else, okay? You definitely need boundaries. And I'm just getting it's more out of excitement, but it's also the scientific. And, again, they're going back to my vet. And, you know, my bird is lazy. He doesn't trim his beak. And I brought to get the beak trimmed. And she was feeling like his belly. He's got all kinds of fatty tissues. When he passes, I would love to do an autopsy on him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm thinking, one, he hasn't passed yet, and two, there's no way you're doing an autopsy on my parakeet, you know? But she has, like, such a scientific gung-ho, you know, mind, and she does love animals, and she's a good vet.
Yeah.
But that's the way I'm seeing this guy. It's like he gets so gung-ho, and he's like, if this can help her, it can help other people. So he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. But he's not putting himself in your shoes, okay?
Right.
Because I'm getting, basically, he feels pretty compassionate, but he gets too excited, you know?
Right.
I'm hearing, Eureka, I got it, okay? And, you know,
Eureka, I got it. So that means I'm going to be okay with it then?
I think it means that, but I also feel that, you know, he's, like, so excited, too, okay?
Right, yeah.
So, again, it's like if you've never tasted, like, shellfish before, you need to eat just a little bit to make sure you don't have a reaction to it, okay?
Exactly.
That's how
I've been feeling.
Yeah, and that's what you do, you know, just a little bit.
Just a little bit at a time, and I can still go ahead and do it then.
Yes, I'm getting, but again, very slowly, don't rush, you know, and if he doesn't respect that, you know, then I would say find somebody else who can do the same thing, if that's possible, okay?
They do. They have them up in different cities. I've been checking different cities to call and find out and stuff.
Yeah, the other thing I'm getting to, if you can find somebody who's gone through this treatment and talk to them about it, okay,
that
would help you. I feel like you need the support, okay?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I've been doing this morning, is calling different places, trying to talk to them.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
appreciate
you for calling.
Appreciate
it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Like, it's always nice to hear that validation. It's like, you know, it's nice to hear, you know, it's like, yeah, you told us what was going to happen at our wedding. And it's like, and it did. And it's like,
and it did. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. And our next one here, we have several now. It's like, got another three folks here. So we got area code 513. Area code 513. You're on with us.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
And what is your name?
Katrina.
Katrina. Okay. Okay. And how can I help you, Katrina?
Yes. I want to know what's going on with one of my cousins. Her name is Demetra, because I feel that she's going through some things.
Well, it's funny because I got sadness. when I heard your voice, I felt sadness, and I wasn't sure if it was you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm actually feeling it's a little bit of both of you. Okay, because it feels like you're not connecting with her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What if she? I'm not. For some reason, I feel like you don't need to give me her first name. Okay. She feels a little bit off balance. Yes. Yes, most of the sadness is from her, okay? I want to say off balance, they're saying she's putting things into her body that she shouldn't, okay? I don't necessarily think it could be drugs, okay? But I'm also getting her diet is horrible, okay? It really is bad, and that is putting her off balance. If she cleans up that, okay, and I'm getting stay sober, that's going to help a lot, okay? Now you, Katrina, you want to go in there, jump, and fix and make everything okay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing Earth, Wind, and Fire sing, let's get away, okay? And that feels like two things. One, you need to get away and not, you know, you can love her, but get away from trying to fix her, okay? The other thing is... you know, I feel like you need to get away for a little bit, okay? If you do get together with her, okay, get away for a day, too. I feel like it means a lot of different things, okay? That's what it feels like, okay? The other thing they're saying is to step back from this problem and look at it as an observer. Like, what would you tell somebody else to do, okay?
Okay.
And as I said that, I heard... let go and let God, you know?
Okay.
Because basically, God is in charge, okay?
Okay.
I'm feeling, okay, I'm hearing Al Green, let's stay together. Now, obviously, it's not romantic, but what that means to me is, like, getting back, hanging out together. It's a bumpy ride, okay? It's definitely a bumpy ride. I'm seeing, like, an old-fashioned buggy and it going up and down, okay? And I feel it's necessary for her to go through this, okay? It's part of her growth, okay? And nobody likes growing. It's uncomfortable, okay? They're saying even a child can't wait until they grow up and become an adult so they don't have to listen to adults, you know? Okay? And I feel that that's a double message. One is, like, she wants to get through this, and two, she doesn't like people telling her what to do, okay? And I feel that's important because my guides want you to think about how do you feel when people tell you what you should do with in your life, you know? The majority of the time, we as human beings do not like that unless we ask for input from others, okay?
Right.
You know, so a lot of this feels like letting go, praying for her. And the other thing I'm hearing is, how can I help you? And then sit back and listen. Because honestly, I feel like she needs somebody to listen to her without being judged because there are very few people in her life who does that, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All righty. Awesome, Blossom. We've had a caller that it's like, she keeps calling in and it keeps dropping her. She keeps calling and it keeps dropping her. It's like, oh, man, it just dropped her again. Rats. It's like, okay. Well, the next time she comes in, it's like, we're gonna catch that one. But here we go. Okay, we got area code 613. 613, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Rita. Hi, Pamela. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Rita. I think I've spoken to you before. You have a unique voice.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Well, right now it's I have allergies or something going on, so I'm taking some antibiotics. It's pretty rough here on Long Island. My voice is really scratchy. But I did want to call in, Pamela. I had you're the song psychic.
Right.
And the 3 days ago, I woke up with a song in my head. Remember I told you that happens to me too?
Right,
and you're like the only other one I'm familiar with that happens to. And the song was Sad Eyes. It's an old song, and it's it was the number one song. You remember it?
I think it's Lear Sawyer or something like that.
Leo Sayer did it and someone else did it, yes. So that song was going through my head for days, and I was thinking of my husband, like he was sending me that song or something, my ex-husband. And so I went on to YouTube yesterday to find it, and I did, and I listened to it, and I was like, oh, I can't believe that. It just annoyed me. And then I picked the song off of YouTube. Do you remember that song, Eye in the Sky, by the Alan Parsons Project?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's the song I played back to the song that I received.
Okay.
But what do you think that means?
Okay. First of all, I keep on hearing, what are you creating? What are you creating? Okay. As far as the sad eyes, I'm actually, what I heard was part of a Rolling Stone song, Lord, I Miss You. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's what it feels like. And, you know, with the sad eyes, you know, it feels like longing, missing for someone. Okay?
Yeah, well, I feel like I miss him, and I'm not sure if that's me feeling that or I'm feeling what he's feeling.
Okay, this is confirmation. I'm hearing the song going around in circles, and I'm seeing a circle that goes back and forth between you two. So, like, you miss him, he misses you, and, you know, and vice versa, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, and, okay, I'm seeing a sponge, okay? And us human beings, we're like sponges. And,
right.
You know, and if you're clairsentient, like many of us are, you can feel other people's emotions, and, you know, you need to be careful, okay?
Right.
And, again, they're saying, what are you creating? So what you can do is say, yes, I feel you missing me, I miss you, let's send each other love. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You know? Well, you know, I've done things back and forth, but when you just said you're hearing the Rolling Stones, when I first met him, he said to me, the first time I looked at you, I thought of the song The Girl with the Faraway Eyes by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And I wasn't even familiar with that song. And I looked up the lyrics, and it's really about, like, you know, a man looking for a woman to save him, and that's pretty much how the relationship went. And I was disturbed by that afterwards, you know? Like, had I known what the song was, I would have been like, oh, God, you know, somebody who's looking for somebody to save them. But, yeah, I think there was something back and forth, but I'm pretty sure it's coming from him because I haven't really thought about him in a very long time. And then last night I had a dream about him and his ex-wife and her current husband, and I haven't dealt with them in at least 6 or 7 years. You know, all three of them together. And last night when I dreamed about them, it was the last dream that I had before I woke up this morning. And I felt like, ugh, when I woke up, I felt like I had this smudge all around my body, something sticking to me from all three of them. It wasn't even just him. It was just the whole memory of the smells and the muck that I felt that I was sinking in when I was involved with all of them.
Right, and I'm just getting you're cleaning up, okay?
Yeah.
You're cleaning up. And again, they keep on saying, what are you creating? So what you're creating, you know, basically is like letting that go, being free of it. But I do feel, you know, your ex, you know, missing you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And that's okay. You know, just say, okay, I acknowledge you're missing me, you know,
right.
And I send you love.
Okay.
You know, and you know, and by the way, you need to be careful because you are a good mother, you're motherly type, okay?
Yes.
And people who you know didn't get that in childhood and who want that mothering, okay?
Right.
Are just attracted to you, and I feel like that's male, female, you know, young and old, okay? So you know, so be careful with that. You know, put boundaries. Up. And, you know, and one of the things, okay, it's funny, because I have the same quality, right? And I remember telling a friend, if I start to get too motherly, please let me know and tell me to stop it, you know?
Yeah.
And he would, you're being a mother. And I'm like, oh, sorry about that, okay?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, maybe you just need to say it to yourself or ask your angels, you know, if I get too motherly and, you know, and somebody needs to, you know, learn to touch, you know, the hot stove, you know, in other words, learn their own lessons, please let me know. Okay?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, Pamela. You cleared that up for me. Thank you very much. So I'm just going to let go and just send love.
That's
and
great.
I won't be motherly. I learned that lesson, believe me.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Bye, Pam. Bye,
Alrighty.
Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Rita. All righty. Got a couple more. It's like we keep losing this one caller. It's like when they pop back in, it's like I'm going to try to grab them here. But we got two more. We've got 845. 845 is on with us right now.
Hi, this is Diana. How are you?
Good. Hi, Diana.
Pamela, it's the first time I've spoken with you, and I have tuned in to a few shows on Blog Radio. I'm going through a transition right now. I ended a really toxic relationship. Financially, I'm like at zero and job seeking and wondering whether or not to move back to Long Island from upstate and a whole bunch of things going on in my life right now. So.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely new beginnings, transitions, okay? I would never tell you what, you know, where to move, but as far as back home, okay, I am hearing home is where the heart is, you know. Okay, now I'm hearing the song lyric, I'm on my way, back home, home sweet home, okay? You need to feel, what I am getting is you need to feel safe, okay? And obviously, that's something you can determine. Do you feel safe where you're living now, or do you feel safer at home? Okay? Where, you know, okay, this sounds really weird, but they're saying, where do you feel comfortable taking your bra off? Okay? So when I think of... I'm sorry. But when I think about taking off my bra, you know, it feels like, oh, it's comfortable. You know, it's safe. I don't care if people, you know, because I'm going to be 50, you know, in October. I don't care if people see, you know, I'm not as firm as I was when I was 20. Okay? So where do you feel safest? That's what you can determine. Because I'm getting you can work. You can get a job anywhere. You can build the money back up. I am getting that you have a good business sense. You have good earning skills. You just need to stop doubting yourself and doing it. Okay? All right?
Okay.
The other thing I'm getting about you is you would be really good being self-employed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So think about that, because I am getting you have several ideas floating in your head. The one thing I'm getting right now is you really need to stay away from relationships, you know, men, okay? I'm getting
that. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting that because I don't know how else to say it, and that's being confirmed because I'm seeing, like, you know, a dartboard. You're an easy target right now. Okay, meaning like the men are drawn to you because they want to save and rescue you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you don't need to be saved and rescued. You need to get back on your own feet, okay?
Right.
You know, and again, I am hearing home is where the heart is, so it does feel like that's where, you know, where you're comfortable, okay? The other thing I heard was Jersey Girl. Now, I'm not in Jersey right now, but, you know, that's where I'm from. So, you know, whenever I go to Jersey, that's where I feel comfortable, you know.
Well, and my niece that I'm very close to lives in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was thinking about stopping by and seeing her, and I'm going to a huge reunion in North Babylon. And I really am homesick, and I'll be spending all of next week job hunting down on Long Island. And if I do land something, that'll determine what I will do for the immediate basis.
That's right. Long Island is New Jersey, isn't it? I always, for some reason.
So Long Island is New York.
Okay.
But
no.
I was picking up Jersey Girl because my niece Donna.
Okay.
Is very close.
Right.
I was thinking of spending time with her and then going down to Long Island.
Okay. All right. Yes. Honestly, that feels good. Okay. Again, it feels like you need a safety net right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where you're currently...
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you need to be loved. You need to be nurtured. Okay? I'm seeing like a mother bottle feed a baby. Okay? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, you know, you need to hook up with Rita. Okay? You need some mothering. I'm just kidding.
Well, Rita is my best friend from childhood.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually
really helped me spiritually and support wise, you know, emotionally. And I really do feel the same thing. I feel really beaten down.
Yeah.
You know, that this area that I'm in has been you know, because I'm in litigation with an ex-employer, that I'm just financially distraught right now. And, you know, having, and I don't share that with any relationship that I've been in, but certainly I need to go home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Home is where the heart is, you know. Again, it's the safety net. And I'm going to be blunt. I don't feel like you're going to be there forever. I feel like a drawn out west, okay? I do feel that. But, again, I'm getting you're going to build up your finances very quickly, okay, quicker than what you think, okay? I am getting be careful of those get-rich schemes, okay? But I do feel you being self-employed, okay?
Okay.
You know? It's just not going to be like, you know, within a month or whatever, you know. So, again, be very careful of where you decide to take the self-employment. They are saying you'll be okay and, just enjoy being single for a while, you know.
Oh, I will.
Okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pamela.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Bam, let's see. Okay, we got one more here. We got 602. And it's like, I feel sorry. It's like 561. It's like that person, I will give them points for persistence today. It's like, okay, they copy in 516. If you can hear me here, it's like, stay in your end queue. It's like, we will get you right after 602. It's like, they have been in and out of queue about five times. It's like, they keep the blog top, keeps blogging them off or something. I don't know what their deal is. But right now, we got 602 with us.
Hello? Yes, it's you.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying the show a lot.
Oh, good. What is your name?
Diana.
I'm sorry?
Diana.
Can you? Diana, okay.
Let me adjust my microphone thingy on the phone. It's Diana. I'm in Arizona, and I have a relationship kind of question.
Sure.
There's someone I'm interested in, but I have two probable first date blind kind of things this weekend, and I'm wondering if either of these two new ones will if we'll like each other.
Okay, but there's somebody else you're interested in?
The one I'm really interested in, his name is Nick.
Okay.
And he's my first choice of everything.
Right, and I feel like a closeness to him, okay? The blind dates, I'm getting eh. And it's funny, I'm hearing that song again, Rice-A-Roni. Okay, and okay, good. I wasn't sure if you heard that. And Rice-A-Roni means like, you know, okay, I think I know why they give me that. Rice-A-Roni, you know, I'd rather have like the long grain fresh rice than the instant stuff. You know, it doesn't taste as good. So they're okay. You know, I'm getting, they're enjoyable. Okay, one feels cute. Cute. The other one feels like, not so cute, but nice guy, okay? And I'm hearing Tommy, and of course you don't understand that, but my sister set me up with him years ago, and he was not for me, but he's a real sweet guy, and we do talk to each other now and then, okay? But the one that's in your heart, that feels better, but I feel like there's some kind of obstacle there. Do you understand that?
He's finishing up a breakup, divorce thingy. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there is an obstacle, but I feel like he's. Could be my imagination, but I think he's as interested in me and his feelings for me too.
Yeah, that feels. That feels like honestly, he needs to obviously go through all that stuff. There is an interest. Now is not the time. That feels like. If I was going to say very late fall, possibly February, you know, that's how I'm seeing it. I'm also getting that good things are worth waiting for. And, again, I am seeing winter time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he does obviously, yes, he does need to go through healing. And it's not just one way, okay? And honestly, they're funny. And I don't know if you like Brad Pitt, but they're saying even if Brad Pitt was one of these guys who you went out on the blind date with, your heart is still with this other guy.
It is. So
that's the one I feel the most energy with, okay? And now I'm hearing the song lyric, it's not over till it's over, okay? So go out, have fun, you know, and just enjoy the moment with them. But it feels like the one that your heart is set on, that feels like it's going to come into fruition. It's just going to be a while.
Oh,
okay?
That's okay. That's wonderful. That's really what, you know, I was hoping for. And
yeah.
I can wait. I get being hurt and having to unwind things and stuff. I do.
Yeah.
And do you see us at least moving a little closer, even not as a, you know, I realize he's got stuff to do and I could help him.
I'm getting in its own time. Okay. If you don't want to get, it's funny, I'm hearing so close, but yet so far. Okay. It's a song lyric.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means to me is you don't want to get too close right now because there is such a strong attraction, physical and, you know, and mental and emotional, that you would blow it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Again, good things are worth waiting for is what I'm getting.
Okay. So it does feel like it's going to unfold into a real relationship then, huh?
It does. It does. Yes.
That's great. Okay, I can just go have coffee and talk and things with other people and wait.
Yeah, and have a good time. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
This is better news than I thought.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in and call back and let us know how stuff goes. We'd love to hear from you.
I will.
We'd love to be back. And Pamela's going to be a regular on with us. She's going to be our regular
Tuesday
gal. So it's like, we're looking forward to this. Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and then what is it, 1 p.m. Central time and 12 p.m.
12 noon, 12 noon Mountain and 11 o'clock Pacific. Yep, and we just go all the way across country. Yep.
Right, exactly.
773-897-6461. Yep.
Wonderful.
We are here, and we're here 7 days a week, so it's like Yahoo.
Yeah.
Better than Yahoo.
You're funny.
All righty, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Finally, you betcha. Okay, finally, here we go. 561. You get the persistent points today. How many times did it drop you? Like 5 or 6 times you have called back in. It's like, I love it. Thank you so much. And we're sorry for Blog Talk. Okay, we're having a blog day. Hello? There we go. 561, yes, you're on with us.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air, yes.
Yes, there are.
Okay, my name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas. A friend of mine, Rita, actually hooked me up to call in. And, I have a lot going on. I recently moved to Houston, and I'm in a situation where I'm going to have to move again within the next 30 days from one apartment to another. And I'm wondering, do I put my stuff in storage and try to make a trip to L.A.? Also, I'm just in such transition. You know, I'm 50.
Right.
I'd like to start a line of, like, yoga clothing. I do craft stuff. And then I have a friend who kind of wants me to, not kind of, she does want me to legally adopt this 14-year-old Asian girl who needs some help. And if I go to California, I can't do that. And I'm like, anyway, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and see how it all unfolds.
Okay. And I'm going to be blunt. I'm getting that. I'm sorry, it sounded funny. I'm getting it's not time to adopt right now, okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. And I'm getting it's really not in your heart. I am hearing Led Zeppelin's song Going to California, so that feels good for you. It feels like an opportunity. Houston, Texas, it's weird because I when you said you were there, I saw like this plastic covering over you and you trying to break out, okay?
Okay.
And it doesn't feel like that's the, you know, it as you said, transitioning. It feels like that's temporary. There feels like that there's something for you out in California. That's what it feels like. Okay, so yes, definitely go out there, take a trip. I would put your stuff in storage. Okay? It doesn't feel like it's going to be in there long, but that's what I'm getting. Put your stuff in storage, okay? For some reason, when you sign another lease, I'm getting to really scrutinize it. Okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Scrutinize it because I'm just getting for your safety, okay? You know,
gotcha.
And the other thing I'm actually getting is enjoy the transition, enjoy the ride, okay? Because you will have a final destination. And as I'm saying that, I'm hearing that song, Big Old Jet Airliner. So it does feel like you're going to be traveling a little bit, and that just doesn't feel like physically, that feels like within yourself, okay? It's almost like you're in a cocoon and you're getting ready to, you know, come out and fly around.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm getting it's all good. The business also, I feel like you need to kind of put that on hold until you've landed and you're grounded. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Any romance I'm on a dating website, and I just moved from South Florida to here, and honestly,
right.
I've been on more dates in the past 2 months than I have been on the past 5 years in Florida.
Right. It does. That, you know, God, I almost want to say it feels more like, you know, out west.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Yeah. But that feels like, again, when you're grounded, okay? Because right now you're in transition and you need to land. And I'm not getting how long that's going to be. And I'm hearing enjoy the ride. I'm seeing a box of chocolate. Okay, with all different kinds of variety, and that's what it feels like you're doing. You know, you're sampling, you're dating. Okay, they're saying bachelor number one, bachelor number five. So it feels like you're going. Yes, it feels like it's what you need to do. Okay, they are saying I do see you settled. I do see you married. And again, it feels out west, Texas, just. You know, and there's nothing wrong with Texas. I've never been there, but it doesn't feel like the right energy for you, okay?
Well,
they're saying you're a coast girl, meaning you need to be by the ocean.
Yeah, I've been on the ocean most of my life, except my time in Houston, which I lived here before. And, you know, I was told that I'm on my sun line here in Houston. Things really did fall in place and opened up nicely in Houston. But I was also told my Venus line is somewhere on the West Coast, and my heart would be softer and I'd be more likely to find love there. So
yeah.
So when that California opportunity opened up, which was just yesterday, and it really opened up, I have to apply for it. Yeah, it was like cha-ching, I'm going for it.
Yeah. And definitely, it just feels like that's where I want to say where your energy will vibe better, where you'll feel comfortable, and that thin piece of plastic that you have surrounding you will come off.
Sweet.
Okay.
Well, I will just enjoy the ride and sample all the chocolates I can.
Yes, enjoy. Enjoy. You'll pick the one that tastes the best, okay?
Thank you much.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Thank you for being persistent. We love it. All righty. Okay. Well, you know what? It's like for some reason Blog Talk has been really generous and they've given us extra time. So I'm like we're going over time, but it's like, yeah, it's like for some reason I got the hiatus kickoff, and it's like I was just going to let you finish your reading. It's like going, okay, well, they're being nice, but it's okay. So I was like, any minute they're going to kick us off. So anyway, before they kick us off for the day, I'm going to have Amy give us one more time her contact information, how to get a hold of her after the show, and get with her on her love and relationship readings, her life coaching. It's like, love that musicalness. It's like, so tell us one more time, tell our listeners how to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, you can go on Twitter and Rev Pamela, you know, and that's together, or you can even go in Facebook, look underneath Facebook. It's Pamela Cummins, Cummins. That is my Facebook. I don't like to say fan page. I'll call it business page. And my phone number is 973-229-9704. And my website is successfulrel.com. And you can also catch me here now every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, because that's what I'm used to, and, you know, in all the other times throughout the U.S.
All righty. Sounds good. And it's like, you heard it here. It's like, see, Pamela is going to be with us on Tuesdays. And like, we're so excited to have us here on our Psychics Gone Wild family. It's like, yay.
I'm part of the family now. You can't get rid of me.
Ha ha. That's right. She's our adopted girl. It's okay. Awesome. All righty. Well, thank you so much. And it's like, we covered everybody in the, I'm about to say it in the chat room. It's like, yeah, we covered everybody in the queue and we got talked to everybody. And it's like, and I may pick your brains a little bit more a little bit later. It's like, yeah, because I'd love to hear about my brother shoveling stuff. I think he should have been doing a lot of shoveling.
That's funny.
Anyway, I was like, oh, there we go. Okay. Alrighty. Well, we will see you guys again. And it's like, she will be back, Pamela will be back out with us every Tuesday, like she said, 2 p.m. Eastern, and that's 1 o'clock Central, 12 noon in Mountain Time, and 11 a.m. in Pacific Time. So everybody call on in, and it's like, look forward to seeing and hearing from everybody. It's like, you know, we do, we love you guys. It's like, it's, you know, this has become our, you know, it's like our online, our radio show family, and it's like, and we just, you know, we've met so many cool people, and it's like, on, you know, like on Jethro's, face page, it's like Facebook. It's like, I got a joke for you, Pam. I got to share this with you. It's like, this is so funny. It's like every now and then, you know, I get these things on the news feed, I guess it's called, in Facebook, and somebody goes, yep, it's like, now the three biggest time wasters is like, you know, for us, it's like Facebook, Twitter, let's see, what was it, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have decided they're going to become one big conglomerate, and it's going to, and it was called, you twit face.
Yes.
Conglomerate. Did you see that one? I was like,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
but it's true. It's true. I mean, Facebook and Twitter, you know, I'm on there too much, you know. I say I'm addicted to it, you know, but there are so many funny things, and I've met people who I would have never talked to on there, you know.
Exactly.
So it's a good thing. So great. So we will talk to, well, you'll talk to them sooner, but I will talk to everybody next Tuesday.
Alrighty.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Well, we will see you then. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Have a great day, and God bless everybody.
Yes. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You too.